Senate Democrats have defeated a Republican proposal to create a federal school voucher program. The plan was introduced as an amendment to President Bush's education bill. Leaders from both parties are trying to ramp up debate on the plan, and they appear to be agreeing more than they disagree. But conservatives say the Bush administration has negotiated away several core proposals that would have given parents more options. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
For 6 weeks now, Senate Republicans have criticized President Bush quite harshly for dropping vouchers from his education bill. The way Senator Judd Gregg, Republican of New Hampshire, sees it, failing public schools will not improve unless parents have the option of taking their kids out of those schools.
When you have 9,000 schools in this country that are designated as failing, and those schools have failed for 4 and 5 and 6 and 8 years, and you know that every child that goes through that school is not going to have a chance to participate in the American dream, a civil right is being denied.
Speaking on the floor of the Senate, Gregg said teachers' unions and the public education lobby oppose vouchers and parental choice because if public schools are forced to compete, bureaucrats and labor unions would lose political clout.
This is not about education. This is about the power of political groups to influence the process.
Gregg proposed a $50 million voucher program targeting low-income children in 3 states and 10 school districts. But Senator Ted Kennedy, the new chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, said that under the Republican proposal, private schools would not have to admit anyone they didn't want.
They don't have to take your child, and they don't, more often than not. There's no guarantee in this amendment. If your child has a disability, forget about going.
Gregg's voucher proposal failed, 58 to 41. The debate now turns to the question of money and who will decide how to spend it. Thus far, Republicans have turned back a plan that would mandate that states eliminate funding disparities between poor and rich schools. Republicans also oppose Democrats' efforts to earmark new spending for reducing class size and school construction. Republicans say local and state officials should decide how they want to spend that money as long as test scores improve. Democrats led by Senator Kennedy, though, have taken the position that without a doubling or tripling of funds for some federal programs, public schools that are struggling to serve kids in the nation's poorest communities will not improve. But Kennedy also blasted state legislatures for, as he put it, starving public education.
The reason that we have poor schools and poor neighborhoods is the state's responsibility. We provide 7 cents out of every dollar. It's the state's responsibility.
What's gotten lost amid the partisan bickering is the fact that President Bush has bipartisan support for 3 big changes. He's won approval for federally mandated testing. He's put poor-performing public schools on notice by tying the federal aid they receive to test results. And Mr. Bush has provided state and local education officials more control of federal funds. Connecticut's Joseph Lieberman, who has worked closely with the Bush administration to bring an education bill to a final vote, yesterday reminded Republicans and Democrats that they're too close to a final agreement to let it slip away.
We are on the verge of adopting a substantial and historic transformation of the federal relationship to American public education. But it's not going to be real. It will be a hollow victory unless we are willing to spend enough money to make the reforms and demands in this bill real.
The Senate could wrap up its work on the education bill this week, but Republicans plan to push several controversial amendments that could force the Senate to extend its education debate into next week. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.